Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lots going on for midwinter, seemingly.
There's no slow time anymore. I love that.
Yeah, this is good. It does seem that way.
Yes.
So we're just going to jump in here kind of according to the calendar. CASA, whom we pay a good deal of attention to on this program, court-appointed special advocates, Lori Cope comes on, and they're having a thing that I think will be a lot of fun. It's Oldie Sock Hop with Lonnie J from KGVL Radio Saturday night.
I think it's going to be a blast. Yeah. It's going to be at the Landmark, and he's hoping that people will show up in 50s dress, and they're going to have music and contests and all kinds of games and fun and some snack type food. It sounds like a blast, and it's going to be, all the money is going to CASA. And I think Lonnie coming to town and doing something like this and using his radio audience to help an organization is just fantastic.
Yeah, that is Saturday night at the Landmark on Lee. I saw another thing and puts together a really good calendar of events on her Facebook page, and I was looking at that for some of the dates coming up. Greenville ISD and the RAFA folks, and you can explain what RAFA is, but they have a program starting on Tuesday, January 29th, called Raising Capable Kids.
Yes, I think this is just terrific. You know, GISD has realized that a lot of what they've got to do is educate the parents on how to help raise children, particularly, you know, in kind of the world we live in now, where you always, hear kids raising themselves. Well, the best way to make sure that stops is to help educate the parents. And RAFA does a whole lot of that as well. They are an abortion alternative program, and in many ways even an adoption alternative program, with the idea of providing resources and even in some cases things like diapers and supplies and clothes, classes and things to help new parents with raise their children. And so GISD is doing this 6 weeks course that's free, and it's going to be every Tuesday for 2 hours in the evening, and it's going to just help parents understand a lot of the different tools that probably our parents took for granted and were handed down, as far as things on discipline and participation and using time wisely and mm-hmm. a lot of things like that. And apparently this program has been very, very well tested and proven in other districts, and I'm so excited they're bringing it here.
So this is a 6 week program, runs through March 5th every Tuesday night. They're having it from 6 to 8 p.m. The Houston Education Center, which you and I remember as the old Houston Elementary School over
right.
on the northwest side of town, and that starts on Tuesday evening.
And you can go to GISD, and there's a link to register, and they're going to be teaching classes in both English and in Spanish.
Yeah, that I thought was interesting too.
Yes.
English and Spanish.
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking mm-hmm. with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville about things going on in Greenville and Hunt County. I see on Tuesday, February 5th, your friend and mine, Alice Reese, is the program at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum. They have a lunch program. Is that every week? Or
They do that on the first Tuesday of every month except January.
Okay.
Because everybody's still recovering from the holidays. And so Alice kind of kicks off the season. And this is her annual Oscars prediction program that she does for them every year, because the nominations are out, and so now it's a case of what does Alice think? So it's great. It's at noon. It's open to anybody. You can bring lunch if you want, or you can just go and listen.
Yeah, and no doubt we will have her on sometime between now and then, and she'll probably talk about the same thing.
But
you would enjoy the program anyway, and she's always a delightful person.
Oh, she is.
To just share some time with. So that's Tuesday, February 5th. Bob Landon, of course, and he runs Landon's Winery in downtown Greenville. They're always having some kind of special event. That same day, I guess that's in the evening, Tuesday, February 5th, a program on matching food and wine.
Yes. And of course, we all know that you always hear the red wine and the white wine and, with whatever. But having taken some of Bob's barrel room tours, it's fascinating to watch him make you taste wine and then maybe taste a pickle, or taste wine and taste a piece of cheese or a piece of lime, or how acid or salt affect the taste of wine. So I'm signed up, actually, and I'm really excited about going to this. It's reservations, because in order to get everything prepared, and tasting begins at 7 p.m. and Bob it's I think an hour and a half lecture, and you'll be tasting wine and different food as Bob talks about all of this.
You know, you and I, we've commented, we grew up at the same time in Greenville. Don't you agree there's a whole lot more people who drink wine now than did a generation ago?
Yes,
in this
absolutely.
Part of the country?
Well, I think part of the reason, too, is because when we were growing up, if you wanted wine, it came pretty much came from France. The California wine industry was in its infancy.
Great point.
So it was imported, and so therefore it was really for very, very special occasions.
And expensive. So I had not heard that take on it before.
Well, that's my theory.
No, I think that's part of it, and I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
So some interesting events coming up on, in fact, a couple of remarkable events the evening of Valentine's Day, February 14th. Both big band-oriented events in downtown Greenville.
Yeah, it's one of those things that almost is going to be tough to choose from. At the Texan Theater, you're going to have today's version of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, which I'm sure is like an authorized group. Mm-hmm. And then also on the same night over at the GMA is a show that is called, it's coming from Branson, and it's called the All Hands on Deck Show. And it's a 1940s era musical review that is set up almost like an old radio show.
Well, as we say, lots taking place.
Oh my gosh,
between
yes.
now and Valentine's Day. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us today.
Always love it. Thank
Pud
you.
Pud Kearns with House Warblers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.